So there's a storm a coming, and I for one have largely been ignoring it until other people have started to get to me. And now this normally cool, calm, and collected lady is kind of freaking out a little bit, and not quite sure what to do. I have water, and listen, if you know me, we always have batteries. We've got some flashlights, I'm gonna charge the kids' DSs, gonna charge some portable stuff. I don't know. And then we're just gonna hunker down and sit tight and do all those things that you're supposed to do in a storm. And hopefully it will not be that big a deal. I think it's a little stupid. I mean, doesn't Mother Nature realize it's the end of the summer? It's parties, barbecues. We're supposed to be having a good time. Last day, lazy days of summer before school. Not run around and try to buy a generator because you were stupid. That's not what the end of summer is called. Okay. I had some serious plans this weekend. We had a big party planned this for my son's birthday on Saturday. Everyone's too scared to come. My father, who lives in Florida, is flying back tonight with his tail between his legs. I say we stand and fight this hurricane, okay? We don't let hurricanes tell us what to do. We do, actually. And it just makes you realize just how small you are in the universe and that nobody cares about you. So I just wanted to say to you, Twitter, that I'm scared and I need a hug. Anyway, what else am I supposed to get besides water and batteries? And like, I don't want canned food. I'm gonna use this as a diet. I'm gonna use the hurricane. I'm surprised that people aren't hopping all over this. It's like my own cleanse. I'm gonna drink toilet water and eat Nutri bars. That's a diet. I hope to lose weight during this hurricane, okay? And if it works, I call dibs. I'm gonna patent it and call it the hurricane diet, where you drink out of the toilet and you eat what you can. You'll eat off the land, okay? If a deer falls in my backyard, I'm just gonna eat it. I'm gonna grill it. I got propane today. I felt so queen of the hill. I was like, I need propane. And then I was kind of, but it wasn't like that at all. I was like, my husband usually does this, but he's working, so I need propane. Where does it plug in? I didn't say it in that voice, but it might as well have been that voice because I was fucking stupid. Anyway, I tried bargaining with the hurricane. I've gone through many stages of grief with the hurricane. I've been angry at the hurricane. I stood outside and was like, "You want a piece of me?" And then I tried to offer myself to the hurricane, and let's just say that didn't go over well. I tried to get it high, and I've been a lot of pleading, a lot of begging, like, "Come on, hurricane! I got stuff to do," but it's coming, and I'm sort of prepared. And the worst part about it, though, for me, and I tweeted this last night, is all the meteorologists are all so jazzed. They're just like, there's a hurricane coming, and they're so excited, and they're like attacking their, as I said last night, blue screens, green screens. And it's just annoying. And 90% of the time, you're wrong, meteorologists. So, okay, don't get all like back patty. I don't know what that means. Like patting yourself on the back. Back patty. Patting. Anyway, enjoy. If you're not near a hurricane, then you're lucky and I might come crash with you. So DM me your address, and if I can get out, I will be coming with two small children and a man who is my husband and some propane. Let's party. Have a good weekend. And if we never speak again, I love you. I really do. You, not you. Bye.